Despite Bernie Sanders' recent string of primary losses to Hillary Clinton, he's vowing to continue his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. With Clinton's big advantage in delegates, the nomination is becoming more of a long shot for Sanders. But he's still raising money and rallying support for his case that the Democratic Party needs to embrace a set of progressive policies. To find the origins of the passion driving the Sanders campaign, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks traveled to Burlington, Vermont, where Sanders' political career began and where his policies continue to shape the city.
Back in the 1970s, Bernie Sanders was a perennial political candidate in search of a day job. He ran twice for governor of Vermont and twice for the U.S. Senate in a series of independent campaigns that went nowhere. Then the self-described socialist set his sights on the 1981 race for mayor of Burlington, and he won by just 10 votes, thanks in part to a divided Democratic Party which had run City Hall for decades. Here's a clip from his 1981 victory speech.
There is one city in America where people have taken on the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the whole damn establishment, and we beat them.
There was no question that the election was a seismic event. It shook the city fundamentally.
Joe McNeil was Burlington's city attorney when Sanders won. McNeil was a Democrat, part of the old guard, but out of loyalty to the city, he stayed on and worked with a new mayor. In that first race, Sanders ran on a campaign for rent control, property tax reform, and higher wages for the police, and built a citizen coalition that challenged the status quo. Again, Joe McNeil.
And there was worry on the part of the old guard that the sky would be falling. It was just a matter of time, not a matter of weather.
So the Board of Aldermen, Burlington City Council, did everything it could to block the new mayor. They rejected his appointments, even fired his secretary. Back then, Chip Wadhams, an attorney in Burlington, was a Republican member of the Board of Aldermen.
Bernie, prior to being elected, had somewhat of a peripatetic work history. We thought he was extremely liberal. It's a little bit understated. He was much more outspoken about being a socialist at the time. I thought that this was all somewhat of a flash in the pan.
But it wasn't. Far from it. The next election, Sanders got more of his allies elected to the city council and started pushing his progressive agenda. He won re-election three more times. Today, even the early critics, like Chip Wadhams, says Sanders was a surprisingly effective executive. Joe McNeil agrees. Many in Burlington referred to Sanders as a flaming radical, but McNeil says he turned out to be a budget hawk who paid close attention to the bottom line and the nuts and bolts of the city's infrastructure. McNeil says that allowed Sanders to pursue bigger goals and multiple agendas.
So for those that were working close with him, he could drive you batty. I know at times he drove me batty. We would have so many things going that it seemed that we wouldn't have the time to be as thoughtful. In retrospect, it seemed that we did have enough time because we did a number of things.
Here on the edge of downtown Burlington are the shores of Lake Champlain, with the mountains of upstate New York visible to the west. This is perhaps the most visible part of Bernie Sanders' legacy in this city. Before he became mayor, much of this shoreline was an inaccessible industrial wasteland. Sanders pushed an effort to reclaim it and open it up to the public. And today, there are playgrounds, parks, a community boathouse, and an 8-mile bike path along the shore. Almost 1 year ago, Sanders chose this spot to announce his run for the presidency.
As mayor, I worked with the people of Burlington to help turn this waterfront into the beautiful, people-oriented public space it is today. We took that fight to the courts, to the legislature, and to the people, and we won.
That fight went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and established a major precedent that supported public ownership of the waterfront.
That's a toll for March. The rent is $352.
If the waterfront represents one part of Sanders' view of what democracy should be about, The Champlain Housing Trust represents another.
Bernie had invited us to Burlington because, in his words, I need a few new ideas for affordable housing.
John Davis worked as the city's housing director for Sanders, who was among the first to champion community land trusts to promote home ownership for low-income residents in Burlington. Land trusts make it easier to own a home by allowing families to buy just the house while a nonprofit agency pays for the land. Again, John Davis.
People focus on Bernie the socialist, and they assume that his highest priority is going to be to expand the government sector or to suppress the market sector. He did neither.
Instead, Davis says Sanders pushed to make the private sector more fair and government more efficient by investing in the nonprofit sector. But Davis says the most significant part of Sanders' legacy went beyond any one particular program or policy. Joe McNeil, the former city attorney, agrees.
If I were to characterize Bernie's legacy, it would be more about civic engagement, frankly, in terms of just the way he involved people in government.
This began when the Board of Aldermen tried to block Sanders' agenda. So Sanders took his case directly to the people and set up neighborhood planning assemblies, which got citizens involved in city politics.
And Burlington has stayed an active city from that time.
Sanders' longtime allies say his record as mayor offers clues about what he means by a political revolution in his presidential campaign and what kind of chief executive he would be. But Garrison Nelson, a political science professor at the University of Vermont, isn't so sure. He says Sanders was an effective mayor, but he's skeptical about how he translates that to the White House.
You know, you're running from a small monochromatic state like Vermont, 95-97% white. You know, if your largest city is only 40,000, which is, we know, there are apartment buildings in New York City larger than that, you're not really ready for all the multitude of issues that are going to get tossed at you in a national campaign.
No surprise that Sanders' longtime allies reject that. Among them, John Flynn, an attorney in Burlington who worked closely with Sanders throughout his years as mayor. Flynn says Sanders has already changed politics well beyond Burlington.
People have to understand that at the time Bernie Sanders was elected, Vermont was still very much a Republican state with Republican governors, more or less. By the time Bernie Sanders was done, Vermont was very much a blue state. That happened because the types of issues that Bernie Sanders brought to the table. I mean, he was talking about a national health plan when he was mayor in 1986 and 87. So what Bernie's presence on the stage has done is moved the center of the political debate way over to the left, which is precisely the effect that he's having in the presidential debate right now in the primaries.
Sanders' allies in Burlington, including those close to his presidential campaign, can count delegates as well as anyone. And they know that it's increasingly unlikely that he can win the Democratic nomination, especially after his losses this week. But they argue his record as mayor of Burlington launched, if not a political revolution, a significant political movement that continues today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.